Podcast.
Hey now, welcome to Bubbles.
Yeah, so sorry we took another hiatus. We just had a lot to do. We kind of weren't feeling it as well, you know, but we're back this week
full of energy and ready to go, and we've got a chock full show today.
Yeah, we have quite a few waters.
Not one, not two, not three, not four, but five waters in front of us here today.
Yeah.
So, but before we get into the waters, James, any other topics you want to talk about?
Well, I mean, we just went to the beach. That was fun.
We did go to the beach. Right? Had some sparkling water at the beach. It's the first beach day for us for the spring, I think, here.
Yeah. I did this fun thing. I got my boogie board, and there was this little sand cliff area thing almost. And I was riding down it like I was skating it or using a snowboard or something. It was a lot of fun.
If you guys want to check it out, it's on our Insta story, so take a look there and you can see James doing that at the beach and us enjoying some nice, what was it, Perrier that
Perrier.
We had at the beach.
Perrier.
Pretty good.
Yeah.
Refreshing.
Uh-huh.
Are you thirsty?
Yeah, I am actually. So, you want to hop into the waters?
Well, two of these waters came from Costco. Which we hadn't been to a Costco in quite a while, had we?
That's true. Yeah, we got a hot dog there. It was really nice. It was a lot of fun. First time we've done that in...
Yeah, since we moved to Southern California, I think we hadn't been to a Costco. So we decided to join the local one by us here.
So 2 years?
Yeah.
It's a lot of fun.
So we have this one.
Yeah. It's the Kirkland Signature Italian Sparkling Mineral Water. It's odd because it says mineral water and then it prides itself in low mineral content.
Okay. And it's product of Italy.
Yeah.
What else does it say on here? Ingredients, mineral water, carbon dioxide, total dissolved solids, 350 with carbonation added.
That's not bad.
Bottled at Miti Source Apiccio, PU, Italy. Let's try it, James.
Yeah, let's try it.
All right, a little bit for you.
Thank you.
A little bit for me. Salut.
Salut. Wow. Okay. Oh, wow.
What do you think of that water, James?
I'm surprised by that. That's actually really good.
You know, generally, Kirkland Signature brand products are pretty high. They're pretty good. I'm sure they have some cheap RO water as well. But in general, the Costco brand stuff I've found has been pretty good, and this doesn't disappoint.
Yeah, it's sweet and sour at the same time, which is really nice from a water like this. Yeah.
You know what this is, though?
What?
It's a new water alert.
It is a new water alert.
New water alert! New water alert! New water alert! New water alert!
Yeah, so this is a new water. I'm very surprised by it, really. It's got a lot of carbonation. I think we can agree on that, right?
It's highly carbonated, and I like that. Those bubbles are dancing in my mouth.
Yeah, even after it goes down, you still get the carbonation.
Yeah. Do you get a little acidity?
I do. I get quite a bit of acidity. It's a little sweet. It has like a kind of sweet aftertaste. I'm not getting much earthiness, or much silica content. Really, it's not very smooth.
No, not very smooth. It's more harsh.
Yeah. I enjoy it though.
I like it. Very tasty.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, me too.
Good, because we got a whole big Costco-sized case of it to drink, so good thing it's good.
Yeah.
So thumbs up on the Italian sparkling mineral water. Do you want to give a bottle cap rating?
I guess you can do that. So here is... All right. So we are back with our topo cap ratings. Speaking of topo caps, I saw a topo cap that wasn't ours at the beach.
For real?
Yeah, I saw one. I didn't point it out because I ended up burying it in sand by accident.
Oh, yeah?
I kicked sand over it and I couldn't find it again. But, yeah, it was cool to see. I'm like, oh, that's a Topo Cap.
Someone's enjoying Topo Chico at the beach, but not cleaning up after themselves.
Yeah. We don't support that Topo drinker.
Nope. So what do you think, James? What's your rating?
Okay. So, I'm going to start... Wait.
Look at that in the back.
This might change my rating. Okay, that changes my rating. I'm giving this a 7 out of 10. Because it gets... Or, well, actually, after that, I'm going to say 8 out of 10. I might be a little biased here because it really surprised me. You know, it's more of an underdog water. And only reason it gets 8 out of 10 is because the packaging is pretty boring. I would have marked off 3 points, but actually on the back there's a little hidden, graphic.
Looks like an Italian village.
And that's actually really cool, and I like that. Yeah. So, it gets 2, or I said 8 out of 10, right?
Yeah, you're on 8?
Yeah, it gets 2 points off. 1, because of the packaging. The packaging's kind of boring except for that.
And
2, it's not very smooth.
Yeah. I'm going to give it 7 out of 10 bottle caps. Final answer. It's good water. It's priced well. I don't like that it's in a plastic bottle. But I do like that it's sourced, single source from Italy. And I like the bubbles.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's one water down.
Uh-huh. We've got 4 more to go.
So we've got 3 more sparkling, and then we've got a new one as well.
Another new one that I'm not excited for. That's still not excited for.
So which one do you want next?
Let's see. Should we get our other new water alert that's not very good over with?
We sure should.
All right. So, yeah, let's try this. This is
Glacio Smart Water Alkaline 9+
pH.
Vapor distilled ionized water and electrolytes for taste.
I will say I prefer this this label over the original Smart Water label.
The blue one?
It's black and white with some texturing on the black that's really nice. It's like a cross texturing type of thing. It looks a lot more clean. So, let's try this.
Yeah, crack it open.
All right.
Smart Water. In the past, Smart Water has not gotten high ratings from this podcast.
Yeah, Smart Water hasn't had the best grades.
And partially because it's an engineered water.
Yes, yes. Man, that joke really did not land, huh? Or did you just not hear it?
Because the Smart Water had bad grades?
Yeah. It was a bad joke. Ugh. Oh man.
It tastes muddy.
I taste chemicals.
You do? I taste...
No, stop no, pouring no me some.
I'm
no.
going to drink a little more. I want to taste a little more of this.
Don't pour me any more. Oh.
Come on, Smart Water.
It better packaging, somehow worse flavor.
I'll tell you what. Like,
it tastes like the bad smell of an all-purpose cleaner, if you've ever smelled one.
I think if Smart Water was smart, they'd find a new source.
I think if Smart Water was smart, they'd sell their company.
Yeah?
Yeah. Not good.
Okay. Bottle cap rating?
1 out of 10. Can I give it a 0 out of 10? Is that a possible thing to do?
Water getting a 0 today?
Because I think it's the nastiest water I've tasted on this podcast.
The nastiest. We've had some bad ones.
I think it's the worst. It tastes like chemicals.
Yeah, it's not very good.
It tastes like if you took a plastic bottle and then the aftertaste of aspartame, like that artificial sweetener.
Yep.
And you combine the two and then liquefied it.
Well, I think we're aligned here, James. I don't like it either. So let's go ahead and give Smart Water.
0 out of 10.
Wah, wah, wah.
Oh my god. I'm sorry if that sounded terrible. I downed it one more time and I swallowed quickly, so I have the taste in my throat now.
Okay, well, let's get that taste out of there. What's next, James?
Let's do our Topo Chico, because I have something to talk about with
it. Well, me too. So we might spend some time on Topo Chico.
Yeah.
So let's do that now. So here what we have is a single serve 355 milliliter glass bottle of Topo Chico, the classic clear bottle.
Yes. Clear bottle.
Clear bottle.
Clear bottle.
Looks pretty clear to me.
Why does it look clear?
I don't know, James. Why don't you tell me? Because you discovered something yesterday.
Yeah. So, I actually don't know why it's clear, but we have, I saw this, like, one of our bottles here, just laid out on a table, you know, it was kind of chilled, and I'm like, that does not look like a normal Topo bottle, right? And then, upon further inspection, I checked one that I had, or somebody had drunk in earlier in the day, I don't think it was me, and, it didn't have the green tint. So we have another one without a green tin here. If you look at a bottle of Topo Chico, you'll see, at least where we are, you'll see that it has a green tint. Not even the twist of lime ones, none of the flavored ones.
Just a slight green tint in the glass, right?
A slight green tint. And this does not have that. It's a completely clear bottle, and I can't say that I actually like it more. I prefer the green tin.
Me too.
There's a couple other design choices on here. There's black lines in some places where there normally aren't. Maybe it's something to do with where it's manufactured or distributed.
So there's a couple things going on here. Number one, with Coca-Cola purchasing Topo Chico, they may be implementing some changes. Number two, I did a little bit of research and found out that there's a glass shortage in the bottling world.
Oh, wow.
Especially through 2020 and into the beginning of 2021, a lot of these bottling companies are having trouble finding glass to bottle in. So it could be part of that, too.
That's cool.
Should we crack it open?
Well, actually, that's not cool, but that's interesting to know. Yeah. Oh, Oop. Wow. Oop. Oh,
there we go. There's some Topo Chico for you, James.
Thank you. Hopefully, it'll get that taste out of my mouth. I still taste it. Do you still taste it?
I do. So, ugh. Cheers. Let's have cheers. Some good water.
Oh, yeah. Mm.
Oh, that's good.
So much better. Oh, man.
So,
it's
I have.
Sweet.
It
it's
is.
Sweet.
It's very sweet. We know we're going to give a high rating on this one. We drink it every day.
Our rating system is based on it.
That's right. It's based on Topo Caps, right?
Yeah.
And even we have a coaster made of Topo Caps here.
Yeah, we do.
Okay. So I have a website here called wideopeneats.com, and it's got an article in here about Topo Chico.
Nice.
The 10 must-know facts about Topo Chico, the magical elixir. Are you Ooh. Interested?
Yeah, we already know why it's called the magical elixir. If you don't, either listen to a previous episode, or I'll just tell you now. They have a backstory.
Well, that's going to be
right?
in here.
Oh, okay.
So why don't we read through? I'll read one, and then you read one, okay?
All right, we're going to read the backstory again?
Well, not the backstory, but the facts in here.
Okay.
Must-know facts. So here we go. So, refreshing in the sweltering summer heat, delicious in your favorite cocktail, and packed with healthy minerals, there's a lot to like about Topo Chico mineral water. Brought to the United States by Mexican immigrants before becoming popular amongst hipsters, you're unlikely to find it in a restaurant, cafe, or bar that doesn't serve the fizzy beverage in Austin, let alone Texas. It's very popular in Texas. If you've never sipped a Topo Chico, run to your nearest Mexican grocery store. If you're not in Texas, to a Heb if you are. And we're in California. It's pretty widely available now in Target and Ralph's and most supermarkets.
I walked into a supermarket with our producer a couple days ago, actually. Or was it yesterday? It was yesterday. And as soon as I walk in, there's like this kind of fresh meats deli thing, right?
Yeah.
And on the bottom of it, it's just lined with cases of Topo Chico.
There you go.
It wasn't a very good price for a case.
Yeah, how much was it?
I think it was like $9.
$9? That's not too bad. Yeah. Less than a dollar per bottle. But it's good if you can get it on sale for like $6.99 or something like
that. Yeah, yeah.
For 12. So the first one here of these must-know facts is it comes with its own Aztec legend.
All right, so I guess we're reading this legend again, huh?
There you go. Read that part.
Legend holds that an Aztec king discovered Topo Chico when seeking a cure for the mysterious illness ailing his daughter. Following rumors of secret and warm, restorative secret and warm restorative springs. King Moctezuma, I'm gonna butcher this. Il Hui Kamina, I don't know how to say that. Ilhuicamina brought his daughter to bathe and drink from the sparkling mineral water, where she soon regained her health, joy, and strength.
Wow. Fact number two, it's been drawn from the same source for over 120 years, since 1895. Number three, you want to read this one?
Topo Chico means little mole. The name Topo Chico, or little mole, comes from the Cerro del Topo Chico near the Cerro del Silla, which rests atop the underground reservoir that is Topo Chico's source. Its mole-like appearance earned it this moniker. The inactive volcano is also near the area of Mexico's first Coca-Cola bottling plant.
Ironic, huh? Since Coca-Cola owns it now. Mm-hmm. Number four, Topo Chico mineral water is as healthy as it is delicious. Thermal mineral water that's been purified by physical processes, ice-cold Topo Chico mineral water isn't just delicious and refreshing, it's also good for you. Each bottle is packed with healthy minerals, including sodium, magnesium, calcium, potassium, and manganese. You have to drink lots of water every day, so you might as well make it a really healthy water, right? Number five.
You can no longer visit the Topo Chico Springs. Unfortunately, if you were hoping to make the pilgrimage from America to Cerro de Silla to bathe in the mysterious Topo Chico waters like an Aztec princess in need of healing powers, you're out of luck. Topo Chico strictly enforces exclusive property rights and restricts access to the springs to ensure the continued integrity and purity of the waters. The particular blend of minerals in these springs are unique and require careful safeguarding.
Come on, Topo Chico, we want a tour. Hook us up.
Yeah.
Number six, Topo Chico mineral water is available in 28 states. I don't know if that's grown now. I think it has. But here it's just showing the states that it's available in. Number seven.
That's not a fact. It says Topo Chico tastes great with lime and salt. They're probably right, but, you know, everyone has a different taste.
Yeah, no kidding. Number eight, it's available in different flavors.
Okay, you see, this is where it gets confusing. Wait, go up. Because you see the flavor, the two flavors that it has next to the normal Topo, and that Topo is clear. So did Coca-Cola update it to
This is a green tint, even on the clear one. You see the bottom?
Wait, but it has the black lines.
Yep.
Oh, that's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Are there three variations?
Could be. And number nine, Topo Chico mineral water makes your favorite cocktail even better. Well, I can't attest to that. I haven't made a Topo Chico cocktail, but I do put it in my coffee. Makes my coffee really good, my iced coffee with some mineral water in it. It's always good. And number 10?
Number 10, Topo Chico can help you outsmart a hangover.
Okay.
So, we'll be right back. All right, so time to rate Topo Chico. Our rating scale is based off of it. You know, now that we've gone on our water journey, I've had one water that's been better.
Which one?
Or two. Two waters that have been better than Topo Chico, I'd say.
There's a few.
Maybe a few, but two memorable ones that were better than Topo Chico. So I'm going to give Topo Chico a 9.5 out of 10, solely because Hilden Water and Vichy Catalan have been better.
Those are both better. Filet, too, was really, really good.
True, yeah.
Yeah, and Sokasani is a top water for me as well.
Sokasani is a top notch. All we need is that glass bottle for it to be a 10 out of 10.
Yeah.
Just get that glass bottle out there, Sokasani.
So you're 9.5 on Topo Chico?
9.5 out of 10.
I'm going to give it a 9. 9 out of 10. Solid. Everyday drinker.
Solid water.
Yeah.
And it's nice and accessible, and it's really not that expensive.
Nope.
For how high quality of a water it really is, and how amazing is their bottle.
It's really cool.
You can turn their. We have coasters that look amazing that are made from it's Topo Chico bottle caps inside of resin and a like kind of corkscrew cork coaster.
Cork-based coaster. That's hard to say that three times fast. Cork-based coaster.
And okay. They look amazing. So
here's one that hasn't been on the show in a long time.
Oh, here's a veteran that kind of got kicked off out of nowhere.
This is a solid water, James. I'm
telling
you.
Solid water that we haven't had in so long.
What are we looking at here?
We're looking at Mountain Valley water. What a throwback, huh?
Yep. Sparkling version. And this is a 500 milliliter small glass bottle. Usually I see the bigger ones, but this is a nice looking bottle.
Mm-hmm.
On the back here. Mountain Valley is America's original premium spring water. Mountain Valley spring water has been nationally recognized and awarded multiple times for its refreshing taste and exceptional quality. Its balanced, crisp taste and purifying powers come from the rich, unique blend of minerals that the spring flows through. And since 1871, we have bottled it right here in a remote valley of the Cochita Ouachita Mountains, USA. And then there's some information here about the water. It says, naturally occurring at the source. Calcium, 69 to 74. Magnesium, 7.2 to 13. Potassium, 0.9 to 1.2. Total dissolved solids, 220 to 230.
All right, so let's crack it open. Sparkling Mountain Valley.
Here
what
we
a
go.
Throwback. All right.
Cheers.
Cheers. That's pretty. That's. Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, the aftertaste is nice.
That's decent.
Oh. It starts off what you would think of, like, kind of any other regular water, just a little more sweet than a reverse osmosis water, you know?
Yeah.
With a nice carbonation. And then afterwards, it gives you this really sweet aftertaste.
It's really complex, and when I drink it, I get this aftertaste that I want to drink more. It makes me want to drink more of it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it makes me feel thirsty.
Yeah. Don't know if that's necessarily a good thing, but, and, I mean, it makes me, it tastes nice, though.
Yeah, and those bubbles are dancing.
Mm-hmm. Those are, they're really nice, and it seems to be, like, more of a variety of, like, sizes of bubbles. Do you get that?
Yeah, I get what you're saying. Like, yeah. It's got the in the beginning you get the big bubbles in your mouth, and then it kind of the smaller ones start to pop.
Yeah. Yeah. That is really
drink
good.
Drink a little bit more here. You know, James, that last week was World Water Day.
Oh, wow.
Do you
really
know anything about World Water Day?
No, I do not.
I have a little bit of information.
It was
on March 22nd was World Water Day. Water means different things to different people. This conversation is about water means to you. How is water important to your home and family life, your livelihood, your cultural practices, your well-being, and your local environment? By recording and celebrating all the different ways water benefits our lives, we can value water properly and safeguard it effectively for everyone. Tell us your stories, thoughts, and feelings about water. So we welcome our listeners, too, to share with us your thoughts and stories about water.
Yeah. You know, that's a really good thing to think about, actually, because you need water for everything.
You sure do. On March 22nd, 2021, World Water Day will be celebrated in an online event. The World Water Day celebrates water and raises awareness of the global water crisis, and a core focus for observance to support the achievement.
Huh.
Interesting.
Interesting.
So what do you think about this Mountain Valley? What's your bottle cap rating?
I just want to say that it is a throwback, and it's good to have it on the pod again. But I'm going to give it an 8 out of 10.
8 out of 10. I'm giving it 8 out of 10 as well. This water has everything we like in a water. Single source from a spring. It's got nice total dissolved solids. It's quite complex. It's in a glass bottle. Sustainable. Great company. Good water. 8 out of 10 bottle caps.
Yeah.
Cool. So there's one more water here, James.
Yeah. This is the one that we drank at the beach. It's Perrier water. And I actually really enjoy Perrier. I like it more than San Pellegrino myself. I love the carbonation levels in it, so I'm excited to get into that one after this break. All right, yeah, so let's hop into this Perrier, huh?
Perrier. So this is a classic.
Classic.
I'm telling you, man, this has been around forever.
My favorite Nestle water.
Yeah, Nestle bought them back in the 90s.
It's not a quote-unquote Nestle water, if you want to say. Technically, it's a Nestle water, but it's not a Nestle water in the term that we say Nestle waters are.
Yeah, and Nestle's selling all of its, some of its water business, but I think they're keeping Perrier, premium.
They're keeping Pellegrino, they're keeping all those premium water companies that they own, getting rid of the ones that aren't necessarily premium, like Pure Life.
So Perrier is best known for its naturally occurring carbonation, distinctive green bottle, and higher levels of carbonation than its peers.
Yeah, I really, really enjoy it because its carbonation level is, it's definitely strong. It's not necessarily something you drink to hydrate yourself, but all the bubbles are so tiny. It's just, you have to drink it to understand.
Really. Yeah, it makes me feel good to drink some Perrier, yeah. You know? Uh-huh. A little fancy, something better than just getting a tap water.
Yeah.
So, it has a total dissolved solids of 475.
Not bad.
Yep. The pH is 5.46, so low pH. Yeah. Calcium, 147.3. Chloride, 21.5. Bicarbonate, 390. Fluoride 0.12, magnesium 3.4, nitrate 1.8, potassium 0.6, sodium 9, sulfate 33. Yeah.
Yeah, so this is really not a bad water.
Yeah, the spring in southern France from which Perrier is drawn was originally known as Les Bouillons.
There's a reason that it's famous.
It has been used as a spa since Roman times. Local doctor Louis Perrier bought the spring in 1898 and operated a commercial spa there. He also bottled the water for sale.
Nice.
Crack that bottle open, James. Let's give it a try.
Yeah, there's a reason Perrier is famous. It's one of those premium waters that blows up because of just how good it really is. And it's quite accessible now, so yeah. That's nice.
Thank you.
Go pick up some Perrier at your local.
We got this. We got a big case of it at Costco.
Yeah.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Perrier.
Well, that is so nice. As soon as it hits your mouth, so nice.
That's sweet.
That's a competitor with Topo for sure.
It's sweeter than Topo, I think.
Yeah, that's for sure a competitor with Topo.
Yep.
I really enjoy that, and we know it comes in glass bottles, too.
Yeah, it does come in glass bottles, but I think it's much more accessible in the plastic bottles, mm-hmm. usually, these days.
Yeah. Do you want to hop straight into your bottle cap ratings?
I do want to do a bottle cap rating on this Perrier, and I want to rate it 7 out of 10 bottle caps.
Okay. I'm going to give this a 9 out of 10.
9 out of 10. Wow. You're a big fan.
Really, really enjoy this. It's very sweet. I get an acidity to it, but not like a typical acidity. It's more of a, I don't know how to explain it. A lighter acidity.
Look at those bottles in the glass, how they are. You see those big ones? Yeah, the bubbles. Yeah. You see how they pop and some of them get big?
Uh-huh.
That's naturally carbonated.
That's what I mean. Yeah, it's a very, very good water, and it's quite accessible. And if you're feeling a little more premium, you can get it in a glass bottle. And even though it's a big-name brand, it truly does feel like you're drinking a premium water that's been shipped overseas. Because, I mean, really it has.
It is. It's from France.
Uh-huh. But it feels like something that you would pay quite a bit of money for just one bottle. But it's really accessible. It's really, really nice, and that's why I give it a 9 out of 10.
Can't go wrong with Perrier.
You cannot.
Well, that was an all-star lineup today, James.
Yeah.
Except for one.
Yeah.
One that scored a zero. Sorry, Smartwater.
Nah. You know what? We made up for it for some really high scores and then that one lowest score ever.
Yeah. James, I wanted to get in a plug. And it's not a plug. It's not a sponsor. But I wanted to plug a product.
What is it?
So if you want to keep your water cold, I suggest you get yourself a Yeti cooler.
Oh, yeah.
Yeti coolers are the best.
Uh-huh. We had one, and we took it out for a test run the first time today.
Yeah, we did. We took it to the beach. We got the Yeti Tundra cooler, and it's just like the perfect size for us to put our stuff in to go to the beach, put our lunch in there, some waters, soda. Yeah.
Well, by the time we got there, it had taken quite a while. By the time we opened the cooler, it had been like 50 minutes or so, right?
Yeah.
Ice cold.
Oh, yeah.
Still same, colder than before because we put it in with the ice packs.
The best cooler you can get. So do yourself a favor, get yourself a Yeti.
Yeah, how much are they?
They're pretty expensive.
Eh, worth it.
Worth it.
Worth it.
Yeah.
All right.
You got anything to plug?
Just our social media. Okay. So, follow our Instagram at The Bubbles Podcast.
At The Bubbles Podcast.
And then, you can shoot us an email if you want at TheBubblesPodcast@gmail.com
mm-hmm.
or TheBubblesPodcast@gmail.com. I just don't know how to talk.
Yep.
Hit
us up on Anchor.
Yeah. You can send us a voice message if you just look at that little, I think it's green or blue, either one at the top. It should say voice message. You click that and then you can record a voice message. We'll get a notification and we can feature you on the next podcast.
And hey, help us out, you know, take 2 minutes, write us a little review, rate us 5 stars on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, yeah,
wherever you listen.
Yep.
And I think that's all we have, right?
That's all we got today.
Uh-huh.
Okay, James. Well, until next time.
Until next time.
Until next time. This